Well, unfortunately, it's completely unsurprising. You know, it's become an absolutely typical reflection of this age-old adage that goes back to Major General Smedley Butler when he said, "War is a racket." You know, it's just the tip of the iceberg. This brings us back to $100 paper clips in the 80s and the $2 trillion that somehow went missing, was unaccounted for in the Pentagon budget announced by Rumsfeld shortly before the September 11th attacks. It's just astonishing that they keep getting away with it. It's, you know, this is the ultimate scam. This war is the gift that keeps on giving in capitalism for maintaining this global Ponzi scheme where you have this pyramid with a few people at the top being super, super rich and the mass of humanity at the bottom who are basically starving. And it goes hand in hand, it has to be said, with white supremacy, which is the kind of glue that holds it all together, because war has to have an enemy. So you have to be able to label people and tell the commoners who is who and who is the person that they shouldn't trust and should fear, so that we can keep funding these wars. You know, those are the looters, those are the terrorists, those are the rioters, the bad people. And therefore, we need to take your money and buy this incredibly expensive stuff and drain the economy, you know. And Brendan Meehan said that, you know, you can always tell the terrorist because he's the one with the small bomb. But the ones with the big bombs are the ones that who are running the economy and ruining the economy. It's the perfect scam. You have... you have a single solution, which is war is the only solution, by which you can drain the national treasury and spend people's money on buying enormous quantities of useless, unproductive, destructive equipment, environmentally destructive equipment that doesn't do any good except to enrich the people who are making it. I mean, think of how this works. You're starving kids in the warring country, for example, telling them there's nothing in the budget to feed their children, so that you can pay for these hugely expensive killing machines, sending other kids to fly those machines over and killing other kids in other countries, and then you trash the whole thing and restart the machine. It's brilliantly evil. And humanity has to wake up and see that we're just being completely bamboozled by it.